This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
For more on a wild, wild week in the Boston Red Sox team organization, and of course, on the beat as well, we're joined from Mass Live by Christopher Smith, who is, I believe, out in San Francisco, right, Chris? I thought I saw you tweeting from out there.
Yeah, I was in Seattle, so I actually flew home last night. I was supposed to stay a couple extra days to do some stuff in Seattle, but that got canceled, so I flew home. So it's actually Cotillo that's in San Francisco, although Sean McAdam is headed there too.
Okay.
But I was in Seattle for all the fun this week.
Oh, very good. It's hard to keep track of all you Mass Live guys and where you're going and where you're at. But I was reading all that, and you had a lot of very, very good info. So let's go ahead and start back on Sunday when we all got the notification. This was not something that I think many people were really even considering was a possibility. After a month had gone by, I kind of thought, and I think a lot of people thought, Chris, that this whole thing had blown over. And the reason why you think that is because the team's winning games, and it looks like whatever was you know, holding things up was behind them, and now they're ready to go forward. And then all of a sudden, here comes this big news. Is it safe to say that this wasn't ever going to blow over, and it was really just a matter of time and a matter of when they were able to find the right trade partner?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And I think things, you know, soured a lot more in the last few weeks. And so, like, you know, I mean, there was players that weren't happy with Rafi. There were some that were on his side. There were some that weren't. But ultimately, you know, the front office, you know, from, you know, Craig Breslow to, you know, Sam Kennedy, everyone there, I think that, you know, they were kind of fed up with the situation. They weren't exactly happy with him not being a team player. That was the most important thing in this all. I mean, you know, you can have bad communication, and that's one thing, and that's the fault of Craig Breslow or whatever. But, you know, you're being a bad teammate if you don't do certain things for your teammates. I mean, you got to look past certain things. That's one person in the organization, Craig Breslow. When you're not, you know, you're not even considering playing first base for your teammates. When a guy ruptures his patella tendon and there's no one to play that position, I mean, that's not being a good teammate. I also felt like in New York, that final game in New York, on that Sunday night game, you know, Rafael Devers did not hustle out a play that he should have beaten in first. And, you know, I tweeted it out then. You know, I thought he should have been benched for that game, for the rest of that game. And, you know, I think that the organization covered for him a little bit. You know, Cora at that point said it wasn't a lack of hustle, but, like, you know, a week later, I'm not saying that was the you know, the cherry on the top, right. But I mean, there was a lot of stuff that you can look to, and just a bad attitude. And you know, I mean, he has some reason to be upset, but there's also, he deserves a lot of blame in this.
I agree with you that he does. You've covered him his whole career, right? I mean, you've been on the beat basically the whole time he's been here.
Yeah.
When did he sort of go from being this happy-go-lucky, you know, happy kid to what we're sort of seeing now, this malcontent who doesn't want to move and doesn't want to budge and is very openly insubordinate, really? I mean, lighting up his GM like that, going into a meeting with the owner and basically telling him to go screw it. Like, it didn't seem like early on in his career that Rafael Devers was this kind of guy.
Yeah. I think that things turned more last year. At the beginning of the year, it was interesting. I did a one-on-one interview with him in Oakland, and that was the first road trip of the year. They were in Seattle, Oakland, and Anaheim. And, you know, I asked him about, like, his previous year. And he had talked about how it was disappointing and whatever. And so I kind of, like, went into that with him, like, well, you know, disappointing. Some people were critical of your year, but you did put up good numbers at the end and stuff like that. And he was kind of, like, upset at that, interview. And I was like, this is weird. And I talked to the Spanish translator about it. And, you know, and then one other guy on the beat was like, yeah, I got the same thing from him on this road trip. And then for the rest of that year, it wasn't like the happy-go-lucky, you can go up to him and interview him at any time. And, you know, there were less interviews, one-on-one interviews being done. There was less interaction with the media, not wanting to speak with the media after games, after losses especially. But, like, you know, I mean, he just didn't want to take, like, the accountability that a leader should take. And, you know, maybe that's not his personality or whatever, fine. But it got to the point where last September, you know, in New York, I don't know if you remember this, but, like, you know, we have a lot to do after the game. I'm not saying that we, you know, make it like the media, but, you know, like, we told the Spanish translator went over to him after the game and said, they're waiting for you. And then he sat in front of his locker for like an hour and then took a shower and then he just walked out, and you had like two media relations people chasing after him. I mean, the only thing, I don't care if a player doesn't want to talk to the media, but if they know that the media wants to talk to them, just tell them an hour and a half before so we don't have to waste our time standing in there. I thought that was extremely unprofessional. And, you know, and that's why I brought it up at that time. There was many times during the year he didn't talk to us. But because of that, you know, that's why I brought it up at that time. I usually don't like to go after players for not speaking to the media because, you know, people really don't care how they treat us. But that I felt was important because he was just kind of like, you know, it was just tone deaf on his part and stuff like that. So I think the problems really began last year. And then they just, like, you know, this year from the first day, he was just, you know, really upset about being the DH or whenever they signed Bregman. He didn't go to Bregman's press conference. He actually walked right by Bregman's press conference when other teammates were there. And so, yeah, it was just not a good situation this year. And it's unbelievable that in year two of a 10-year deal, he's gone.
Yeah. And it sounds like, and listen, I mean, this is just based off of kind of the timeline here. It sounds like this all started right around the time that Craig Breslow got here. And the only reason I bring it up like that is because Devers really made a point of laying into Breslow through his translator, into a microphone, in the clubhouse with people walking by saying, hey, Rafi, stop, you know, like, stop talking. And it doesn't seem like that's something that just popped up this year. Like, I kind of agree with you. It seems like it was more deep-seated, and I wonder if maybe this attitude change coincided with someone like Breslow coming to town and doing the big audit of the team and, you know, deciding, hey, you know, we're paying a lot of money for this guy who's not very good at third base, or just something, you know, like they say they didn't communicate with him very well, but it seems like Devers was kind of reading the tea leaves there.
He clearly was not a fan of Craig Breslow. I mean, to call out your, you know, chief baseball officer in the way that he did, you know, do your job, that type of, you know, like get a first baseman and, you know, you know, there's like, if I'm asked to do something at work, I do it. If you're asked to do something at work, you do it. But, you know, he makes $13 million. And, you know, that has brought a sense of entitlement in a way that, you know, and I'm surprised that he wasn't more open to the relationship wasn't great with Craig, because Craig did play, right? Like, right. You know, you respect people that have played the game, and Craig Breslow was a heck of a reliever on that 2013 World Series championship team. And so, you know, I've seen Craig get along with players, talk with players during spring training. He was in the clubhouse this week in Seattle talking with players, smiling. There are players that get along with him. There's players that like him. I don't know what the deal was with Ravi. I think it was just stemmed in bad communication. But, you know, ultimately, you know, you look at that and it's like, well, are you really going to tell Rafael Devers that he's not going to play third base if you haven't signed Bregman yet? Like, you know, there's things that you just can't right. say. I mean, if you're, you know, if you're trying to trade a player, you don't tell them, right? Because that leads to, so there's obviously some things that you have to not say to players. And so, you know, to, you know, you can talk about bad communication all you want, but there are some things you just don't say until it happens. If you never sign Bregman, then he has to play third. So why bring it up before the fact?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're talking with Christopher Smith from Mass Live, joining us here in the Christian Arcan Show. Chris, the news of the day, Christian Campbell being sent back down to Worcester. I think it was a couple weeks too late, personally. He struggled mightily since that first month. What does this mean for an organization that was so gung-ho about getting him out there, having him be the opening day starter, and a team that's been so careful with their other two prospects and their other two rookies, but they threw him right out there and now suddenly have to reassess where they are with this player?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I felt like in spring training, if you've only played, I think it's 176 games in the minor leagues, he played a year and a half. Like, he was drafted in 2023. He played that August and September, and then he played one full year in the minors. And then he gets to major league spring training camp, and he did not play well. And there was people there that know baseball that said to me, like, he's not good defensively. And you know, and he didn't hit at all during spring training. So right. It was like, it was basically them knowing ahead of time, like as spring training began, that, you know, Christian Campbell is the second baseman. You know, it's going to be hard for him to lose his job in spring training, no matter what he does. That's what they had in their heads. That's what they wanted. And I felt it was a bad way to go about things, because when you have a rookie that hasn't played that much, you think that he'd have to prove it, right? Or
right.
earn it. And he didn't exactly earn it. And he's a nice kid. I mean, he's a great kid and he's positive and he wants to play better and all that. So I'm not trying to like rag on him here. Like, but I said at the time, like, he's not ready. And I'm not trying to prove that I was right or whatever right now. I think a lot of people looked at it that way at that time. I got a lot of those ideas that he wasn't ready from talking to people that, you know, that played the game and saw him during spring training. And so I didn't know why they pushed it so much. Now, he had the big April, but the numbers started to tail off around April 20th, yep. April 22nd. And so, you know, he just didn't adjust when pitchers adjusted to him. And it should have happened like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think. There's some very smart people, some very smart writers that have been telling me for a month he should be good down. And so, you know, I just think that they rushed the kid. And it's a problem throughout baseball is rushing players. And it's they always say they'll be like, you know, I mean, they'll say, like Cora would admit, like, you know, the most difficult, like it's the gap between AAA and the majors right now is larger than ever in talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so why rush a kid right now? Why he had played like 9 AAA games last year or something like that, or I don't know how, 10 to 20. And so it's like, why rush him if the gap is bigger than ever? And I think they just wanted that to work and it didn't. And now he's got to go down and they've got to, you know, he's got to and hopefully this, like, you know, this will help. Hopefully it's helped for a lot of players to go back down and to, you know, figure things out. He needs to do that.
Yeah. And hopefully he does figure it out real quick. Chris, before we let you go here, tomorrow night, Rafael Devers, we're seeing him less than a week after the trade. How do you anticipate this weekend goes for the team, wins and losses wise, and also the emotion or lack thereof of having to face their old teammate?
I think it's going to be a crazy weekend. I said, like, I asked Alex Cora, like, on Wednesday if he had watched the Rafi interview and what he thought about him saying that he'd be open to playing any position, first base, whatever. Just let me do anything. It's the men in the front office. They're the guys that decide it, and yada yada yada. And how much of a different tone that was from the Red Sox. And basically, he said the reply was like putting that in the past. You know, that's, you know, turning the page. That was his turning the page. And then on Thursday, or well, no, today's Thursday. So I asked that Tuesday when he had the press conference. And on Wednesday, I said, you know, you said yesterday you're turning the page, but you're about, you know, that you're going to go to San Francisco right now. Are you prepared for that? Are you like, you know, is that going to be a tough weekend for you? And I think that, like, you know, Cora's a good person to handle this. He's going to get a ton of questions there. There's going to be national reporters that have hung over from the, you know, the sure. Yeah, and there's going to be a bunch of Red Sox reporters who weren't in Seattle that are going to have at least 3 or 4 that weren't in Seattle that are going to be asking questions. And there's also going to be, you know, Giants reporters, I assume, that are going to be asking him questions about, like, you know, what went wrong, like what his personality and stuff like that. So he's not going to get away with it. He's not going to get, like, it's not going to go away this weekend. It's going to be extremely amplified. He's going to get a ton of questions. But if anybody can handle it, it's Alex Cora. I mean, like, this is a guy that answered a million questions about, you know, the Houston Astros cheating scandal and did it, you know, well,
yeah.
Extremely well to the point where he actually now says things about that. Like, oh, I learned about, when no one even brings it up, like he'll, you know, he'll bring back like, oh, you know, I learned my lesson in this and stuff like that. So he has a way of a knack of doing this, but I don't think he's going to say much this weekend. I have a feeling because Rafi didn't say much about the situation.
Yeah.
And he indicated that when he answered my question, he said, like, I'll answer what I want, like he did, like Rafael did. Now Rafael didn't answer much. So he might take that same approach because, you know, I mean, if that guy's not going to do it, why should he?
Yeah, good point. That is the voice of Chris Smith, Mass Live. Great coverage all week of this monumental, earth-shattering trade here in Red Sox Nation. You guys are doing a great job covering it on the beat, and I thank you for the time tonight.
All right, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.